from the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G Scott and Ursula Voitine.
Happy Monday to everybody. It is the G and Ursula Show. It is looking beautiful outside here downtown Seattle. I know Ursula's happy about this because just rumor has it that we're going to get into the 80s this week. Oh, and so,
scientific fact, meteorologists are saying we might hit our first 80 degree day this Saturday, and we're getting a little sneak preview. Well, I mean, at least it's sunny today.
Yeah.
But you guys were talking about how much you enjoyed the rain yesterday. What was that all about?
Because I know I'm not the only one. I think that all of us enjoyed the rain yesterday because we didn't know about it all week. We made our plans accordingly, and we knew that Saturday and Sunday was going to be the day. And hopefully, some of you have done your yard work, and the rain on your grass is good. We were in the house relaxing, and we know what's to come. We appreciate the great weather to come when we have days like we had yesterday. Ursula, what's going on this hour?
Okay, well, coming up at 10:30, here's a question for you. What do you think of AI being used to bring back some of the artists of yesteryear? Or there's one particular country music artist who lost his voice, but he got his voice back now, and AI plays a role in that. Is it the same? How do you feel about that? And then we also want to talk about something else. This is a big trend, and I think it's been a trend for a while, but you know how you can get so-called mocktails?
Yeah, yeah.
Where young people can actually buy drinks that taste exactly like the adult beverage, but sans alcohol. Mm-hmm. So is there an issue with that? So we're going to talk about that coming up, because some people are saying, wait a minute, are you like training your kid to become an alcoholic in the future?
Right.
So we'll talk about that in a little bit. But right now,
what's new at 10?
After nearly a week on the lam, a zebra that was bound for a sanctuary in Montana has now been captured in the Cascade foothills. And we have been talking about this zebra. It turns out it's not a stallion. It's a mare named Sugar, or Shug for short. And she was captured Friday night with the help of a bunch of people. And you saw that this zebra has become the most popular zebra in the entire world. Kelly Merker spoke with Fox 13 and said she was thrilled because on last Thursday, she actually got a visit from Shug.
The zebra was in my driveway. The dog started barking yesterday morning, and I said to my husband, go see if it's the zebra. And he said, it is the zebra. So we called 911, but by the time the cops came, it was gone.
So Shug's owner was moving the zebras from Lewis County to Montana when she stopped near North Bend and was trying to fix a problem with the trailer. The four zebras saw their way out. They bolted to their freedom, but three of them were recaptured within a few hours. And then now finally, Shug, after 6 days of wandering around and all sorts of sightings, she was captured in the River Bend community. And North Bend's mayor, Mary Miller, says, you know what? This capture went off without a problem.
The group of wranglers weren't from the community, but they just jumped in, and the professionals, and they knew what to do, and they worked as a team.
So we are vamping right now. I like to be honest. We're vamping because we were supposed to get, and we'd promised that we were going to get one of those wranglers. We were going to get David Denton, who apparently now has problems with his phone. So we're going to have to put that on hold for just a second.
Yeah.
But I just want to know, like, what has that zebra, first of all, done for zebras and done for Western Washington? Because that zebra is everywhere.
That zebra got Ursula to dig deep on zebra
on
facts.
Zebras, finding out that they're not as sweet as they look.
Those on the G and Ursula Show. Maybe right now, I know you're probably thinking, you're probably saying, I'm so tired of the zebra story. That's fair. You could say that. But the cool thing about this zebra story, it has brought our community together to talk about something positive.
True.
It has gone on a national level and has made some of our family and or friends that live outside of here call us or text us or message us and ask us, hey, what's going on with the zebra? right? For a minute, we've seen the memes all over. We've seen companies, we've seen professional organizations and big companies post pictures of the meme of the zebra being everywhere. We've seen Bigfoot and the zebra being together. And, you know, maybe me as and you as well, we've been doing this show for 4.5 years. And a lot of times, we always talking about negative stuff.
Yeah.
And sometimes a zebra, and even if you're tired of hearing it, I'm sorry. It's a feel-good story. We find out different things every day. We just found out on Friday that the proper pronoun was she. We talked about that.
Yeah.
We talked about how the zebra was still on the loose. And then coming in over the weekend, we found out that she was captured. And then today we found out her name is Shug. Sugar, short for sugar.
Now we're also finding out, though, that the owner of Shug, because she allowed those zebras to be loose, some of them just for a couple of hours, but Shug for a bunch of days,
yeah.
She could be facing fines. So there's an investigation going on. And we talked about it. I want to hear from all of you. Muckleshoot Casino Resort text line, 888-973-5476, 888-973-CHIRO. Do you think that this owner should face fines for allowing those zebras to get loose? The other question is, should people even be allowed to own zebras?
There we go. That's the next question. My first answer is no. The owner should not get the fine. No. And I think you even kind of said no on that. And two, should people be allowed to own a zebra?
Yeah, that one I don't think so.
Wait. Whoa. What?
Yeah.
You're allowed to own a horse? Why can't you own a zebra?
There's a different. Zebras have not been domesticated. Zebras are entirely different.
But they can be domesticated.
No, they can't.
How you know?
Because that if they could be, other than many, many, many moons ago, there were pictures of who was it that was using zebras to carry him, actually move his carriage along. Was one of the lords. Anyway, no, zebras are nasty. Yeah. Zebras are mean. Even though this one looked really cute, zebras are mean. For some reason, they didn't make the list because they're not endangered. Anne in Port Orchard just texted and said, we have a camel in Port Orchard. Again, I don't know that that's a great idea either. I mean, if you don't want animals in zoos, I don't know why you could make an argument for private owners to have zebras and other wild animals.
What if there's a possibility we found out that her name is Shug, short for sugar. What if they thought, if I go to Montana with my other zebras, I won't be accepted with a name like Shug. So they wanted to stay here. And then while staying here, they realize, you know what? The liberal policies that are here in the state of Washington, I'm ready to go. And they wanted to go back. What if that?
Well, our liberal policies allow for zebra ownership in Washington state. And I got to make the case for why you should. A, they are not an endangered species.
Okay, that's the
B,
one reason.
They can be bred in captivity. So
for
this happens
purpose,
all
though?
The time. What?
For what purpose? Mm-hmm. Why do you want to have a zebra?
She has a petting zoo. She has a petting zoo with miniature horses, regular horses, all kind of equines.
Okay. That makes sense for her.
Yeah,
okay,
sure.
But what about just a private citizen? Like, you know what? It's not banned. So
why should you be able to own a dog or a cat?
One's domesticated.
Wait a minute.
What does that have to do with it?
But when have you heard of any
zebra
on zebra crime? You have never led off the stories. Top stories of the day with anything. So you're trying to give zebras a bad rap. They ain't done nothing to you.
I'm gonna leave it to animal experts to say why it's not a good idea to have private citizens owning zebras.
You can own a boa constrictor.
I don't think that's a great idea either. Mike in the 360 says the owner. Okay, he's one of the few that said yes, the owner should face something because the owner of the zebra is negligent. She should have to at least reimburse the county for all of its expenses trying to track down the animals. If a horse gets out of the pasture and a car hits it, you have to pay for the damage to the car. True that. So Mike makes some great points, but I think the vast majority of our listeners at this moment in favor. The reality is that zebra gave us so much joy for nearly a week.
Can we just let the record
I'll have to move on.
Reflect that today you and I have been disagreeing
on almost everything
day.
Okay, let's see if we disagree on this next story. This has to do with Boeing. The company has now locked out private firefighters that protect the company's plants in Renton, Seattle, and Everett. So King 5 News is reporting that the firefighters are demanding a 50% pay increase to match the cities that they operate in. Firefighters are picketing with signs that say things like, make safety a priority.
We want to create a safe environment, and we are looking for retention of our employees, and we just want to seek better pay for our families.
But the two sides are extremely far apart. Boeing is offering firefighters wage increases of about $21,000 a year. So increases of $21,000. That's about a 23% raise based on the average $91,000 salary. Of course, Boeing is in the news a lot right now. This particular group of firefighters is, I think, taking advantage of that.
What do you say, Ursula? Because I want to see if we're going to actually agree today on something. What are your thoughts on these folks getting a 50% raise?
More power to them for asking for that, but I think it's unrealistic. I think it's unrealistic to demand that you get the same amount of pay and ask for a 50% increase. I would say yes if they were underpaid, but right now, if their average salary is $91,000, and their argument is we should be paid just like firefighters in Renton, Seattle, and Everett. Now, I would argue, and maybe someone can correct me, but I would argue that Boeing firefighters have different duties than your typical firefighter in any of those cities that they operate in.
So we agree. We on the same page. Now, look, all respect to all the firefighters of Boeing, no doubt. Get your money. I have no problem with you asking for the 50%. And then they coming back saying, well, you're not going to get 50%, but we'll give you this, no doubt about it. We'll give you that $21,000 a year raise. But I think this is a little ridiculous to think that, no disrespect to y'all, I don't think that you have the responsibility of the firefighters that are outside of there of Boeing. I'm not saying that you don't have stuff to do. I'm sure you have to put the fires out. I'm sure if someone's having a medical scare, you have to jump on that. But you're not every single day doing what firefighters have to do and the calls
in
they
the
have
cities.
To in the big cities. So, again, I don't want to be disrespectful. I'm always for people getting the money.
But right now, Boeing is getting such bad press that even one of the sound bites that I heard made reference to the door plug blowing out in trying to argue why they needed a big increase.
And make you safer?
Because you have experienced firefighters who are willing to work for a particular department.
Yeah. They're on 24-hour schedules, right? So let's explain how that works. You work 2 days a week for $91,000 a year. When was the last time you heard about a fire at Boeing, Ursula? You've been in the news a long time.
I haven't. It's been a while, but that doesn't mean that it's not just fires that they respond to. We know that if there is an emergency dealing with a plane coming in or whatever it is, that they are
first aid,
on duty,
etc.
And you, again, I think their demands are too much. That's just my feelings based on what I know to be fact. There may be more parts of their job that we're not aware. But even if you're not called to duty, do you think that the fact that you could be at any time is also enough to... You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. Because look at all the additional things that firefighters have to do now that they did not have to do 15 or 20 years ago. Seattle Fire Department takes dozens of overdose calls all the time.
Right.
They're out in the community all of the time.
Right. Which is why I think G and I agree in that.
Finally!
They're not doing exactly the same thing, but I'm saying it's not that they don't have an important job. They have to be on call, ready for an emergency. Mm-hmm. They might not have the same exact duties, but I think you can't, I would not buy into the argument that they're doing exactly what the firefighters are in those particular cities. Okay, I want to bring up one other thing. I need to end with a feel-good story because do you remember last week we were talking about this beloved cafe and deli in Seattle's Ballard neighborhood that there was a gas leak that led to an explosion at the Take 5 Urban Market, left thousands of dollars in damage. Well, here's some good news mm-hmm. because there was a GoFundMe started to help with repairs. This is Tim Lee, who is a friend of the owners.
It was really devastating because I know the impact that little restaurant community, that little market has on the community in Ballard. Literally, if you go there at any time of the day, it's always busy with people.
So he started this GoFundMe to help with repairs. It has raised almost $30,000 at our last check. And the owners say they have been humbled by all the support. I want to bring this up because it always amazes me when a community rallies together and so many of us are struggling. Well, I'm not including myself, but so many of us in the community are struggling to make ends meet. And yet we'll find money to help someone else in need. And that's the case here.
You're exactly right. You guys know what I do on the weekends. I go help organizations raise money, right? And sometimes, Ursa, we get on the show, and one of the sentiments that people say and have is that, you know, we're so divided. Our world's so divided. Nobody cares about anybody anymore. And then I'm re-reminded when I go to these events about people doing so much to raise money, or when you bring up stories like this. One of the things about the state of Washington in this area, like, we're a bunch of stories like that where people are giving, people are helping. And wherever you live right now, whatever community you live in right now, I guarantee you, you probably live in a community that likes to give. And so, Ursula, you give us a good feel-good story with that one. See? And also, you know what else is a feel-good story? It took almost an hour and a half, but we agreed on something today. How about that?
Okay, wait. Rick and Kent just texted in. You are disrespectful to the firefighters of Boeing. My son works at the Boeing facility, and they do have to respond to residential areas near them if or when needed, i.e. White Center.
They're backup, right?
But you still, my point on that is you still have to be on call. You still have to be ready to respond. So
wait. Wait, were we?
We weren't disrespectful. We were just saying this is...
We're not disrespectful.
Yes.
We said we understand the ask of 50%. And we already see that Boeing is offering an increase of $21,000 a year. We weren't disrespectful. All right. We got scenarios that'll happen at 10:47. But up next, simple question. Would you be okay if there was an entertainer and or singer that is no longer here anymore or isn't able to sing anymore, would you be okay with them given an AI voice? Ursula helps break that down next. Jean Ursula.
This hour of the G and Ursula Show is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors.
Welcome back to the G and Ursula Show. One of the things that I love most about doing a show is that we get to interact with all of you, both on our Muckleshoot Casino Resort text line, 888-973-5476, and also on our G and Ursula Show Facebook page and other social media channels. And one of the things I love is when we have a discussion and people know more information, they share it. And one of the things that came up after our discussion about Boeing firefighters, several of you texted in. Shane from Enumclaw says, the Boeing Fire Department has all the same training and the same responsibilities. However, they don't do much firefighting. I love my Boeing Fire Department and believe they've earned the same pay and benefits as city fire departments. Also in some cities that the Boeing Fire Department is located, the city fire department is required to respond to Boeing emergencies. Others have said, you know, maybe they don't do fires, but they also respond to other things that require them to deal with chemicals that other firefighters don't have to do. So again, love you for filling in some of the details that we don't have.
Are you changing your opinion?
Not necessarily. But there is something about negotiations, and you know this. You got to ask for the moon. You've got it. So I don't blame them for asking for a 50% increase. Mm. I also don't blame Boeing for saying, yeah, maybe we can't do 50%, but we're going to come in here. And once again, they're going to have to find someplace in the middle to compromise. But we want to talk about artificial intelligence, which is going to be just more and more of a topic these days. Mm-hmm. And this is regarding a country singer, because back in 2013, Randy Travis was diagnosed with a serious heart condition, and then he ended up having a stroke, and he developed aphasia, which basically took his voice. He can't speak as a result, and that means he could never sing like this again.
I told you so.
A beautiful voice, but because of his illness, Randy, his wife, and his manager came up with a tech-assisted plan to bring his voice back, and he has just released a new song that is sung with his voice, but using artificial intelligence. So I want to see if you can tell the difference. So here's the new song, where that came from.
She had eyes like diamonds, and they caught the light. Oh, but they were dark and deeper than the night.
Okay, I can let this breathe for a little bit. As much as I'm not a big, huge country music fan,
when she
I love that
smiled,
voice.
Out came the sun.
Okay, so our question for all of you is, does this take away from his artistry? Do you look at this and say, wait a minute, that's not even him?
You ready for me to go now?
Mm-hmm.
I love Randy Travis's voice. Randy Travis is cold-blooded. I mean, really good.
But he doesn't have a voice anymore.
This ain't riding. No. Because, let me tell you why. Because when we listen to music, whatever your favorite music is, that's subjective, right? But when you are listening to that music and you're hearing your favorite songs, sometimes you get a little deep with it. Sometimes you wonder what they were doing when they thought about writing this song. Where were they when they put this song together? How long did they spend? You get deep into all types of things. So when you hear Randy Travis right here, you're thinking, Randy Travis was great. No doubt about it. And now this whole AI thing of recreating his voice? No. Now, that's just me. I can't speak for you or anybody else. But that's not riding with me. Now,
would you still listen to it, though? Because I'm listening to that particular song.
No.
Actually, Nick, can you bring it up again? Can you bring it up a little bit?
And there ain't no more where that came from.
It's so not going. You're not going to feel it.
It's based off of his voice, but his voice was robbed by this disease or this stroke.
Then what you're left with your what you're left with is the music of back in the day, and that's the music. I'm just saying. Me, we're gonna see. We are going to see if the people really ride with that. I'm just saying, you're not going to feel it in your soul. And one of the things about music is that music's music. Nobody can tell you to like or love something when it comes to music. You know.
Well, one of the things when you use AI is it becomes almost too perfect. And one of the things about live shows that I like especially is that it is raw. It is imperfect.
Mm-hmm.
It is... When I hear someone have a run that is incredible or just you hear the pure beauty in the voice, it's because I couldn't do that myself. Now, I can make myself sound amazing with artificial intelligence. If I have AI assist, I think I could sound like the best singer ever.
We've had auto-tune for years, though, right?
Right.
I mean, and this is Randy's writing. I mean, I honestly got chills listening to that for a couple reasons. I got chills because this is someone who can't sing anymore.
Yeah.
And you can hear him again. Think about that for people who've had, you know, their hearing restored with cochlear implants or cornea implants for their sight, right? And it gave me chills because it was so good. And I find that threatening. I find AI to be threatening and kind of terrifies me. But I mean, look, we're gonna have entire catalogs of music like this.
So check this out. Let's simplify it.
So Cody in the 360 says, if this show were artificial intelligence, G, Ursula, and Chef, I would not be a listener.
That's what I'm saying. Look.
But there are others who are saying, well, how is this different from auto-tune?
People don't rock with auto-tunes. As a matter of fact, when you go to... Go ahead.
So, well, Cindy in Puyallup says this new song, which honestly gave me goosebumps, mm-hmm. It brought tears to her eyes. So there's a part of me like... Why not?
And I believe Cindy. Like, one of the things that I said, I didn't try to make it for everyone. I didn't say that you or anybody won't feel it.
Yeah.
I said that is the beauty behind music.
Do you think they have to disclose, though, this is AI generated?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yes, you do. And one more thing. If this G and Ursula show was AI, right, and you knew that everything that we said and our voice and everything was the same, you wouldn't listen to the show the same, right? Because you'd be like, well, I don't know how G or Ursula really feels about this topic. I can hear their voices, but is that how they feel? Same with Randy Travis. Look, no disrespect. He was amazing. But this new AI voice won't move my soul. That's my soul. I can't speak for you.
But for others, it brought tears, and it got me goosebumps. So I'm like,
So you can rock with this? You can rock
with
it.
Maybe.
See,
I don't know.
In life, Ursula, I have a new saying. If it ain't hell yes, it's a no.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is. You know. Now, so much of our lives are trying to just try to make it right. Try to fit that puzzle in, that square peg into that round hole. Sometimes it just ain't working. Sometimes you just know. You go out to date for the first time, and you can't explain it to your friend why you don't want to go on a date no more. Don't try to force it again.
So Brooke in the 425 asks, well, what if I want to see him sing live? You can't. That's the point.
Gee, I got a question.
What?
Do guys care if they're real?
Oh, it's funny you bring that up. I'm glad you're bringing that up. BBL's going out of style, bruh.
All right.
Natural.
Man, you guys lost me on that one for a second.
I'm
now,
sure.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
how did we... How your brain went there?
It's the G and Ursula show.
Never mind.
Okay, coming up next, scenarios.
Scenarios is brought to you by 1-800-DUI-AWAY.
You know, there's a lot of AI discussion. And by the way, that Randy Travis discussion got a lot of you texting in.
And very mixed. Very split.
It's
really
split
on it, whether AI is a good thing to use to bring back some voices or not.
Right. And so some of you guys are texting in saying AI could probably do and probably get the opinions of the G and Ursula show. So we're going to do scenarios and let's see what AI would say about
that.
Okay, my fiance is nasty and not in a good way. I can take junkie. I can deal with being disorganized. I like leaving clothes all over the place and maybe a little bit of hoarding. But she's straight up nasty. But now that we're about to get married, I'm noticing that she doesn't clean anything, including the bathroom and the kitchen. Her place is a mess. I'm not a clean freak, but she lives awful. We're supposed to be married in 3 months. Her dad has paid for everything, but I am not sure I can spend the rest of my life with a dirty woman. It's making me crazy.
A what? A dirty woman? Okay.
That's what they said. I should talk to her about it, but I don't think things like this will change her. I love her, but I'm having second thoughts. I need to know what to do. 888-973-5476 is the Muckleshoot Casino Resort text line. Ursula, you up the bat first.
If you are having this feeling right now and it's that strong and you're using words like nasty and dirty to describe your fiance, you are not ready to get married. Do not get married. If you think that she is going to change all of these things because you have that wedding vow under your belt, that's not going to happen. You need to work this through right now. If she's not willing to make those changes or you're not willing to live with a nasty, dirty woman, as you describe, then again, your marriage is destined for failure. Do not get married unless you can work these things out. Because this is just one thing. If he describes her like that, there was nothing in that mentioning what it is about his fiance that he loves. It was all about how awful she is.
Chef, what you got, bro?
You bang on, Ursula. You are bang on. If you read anything by marriage researchers, they will tell you that the one emotion that will kill a marriage is disgust. Disgust for your partner, whether it's their cleanliness habits, the way that they talk, right? You can't stand the way he's constantly chewing like that. It just drives me up a wall every day. Sounds like you're disgusted by her. I mean, if you're in a high enough economic bracket to hire house cleaners to come twice a week, sure, I guess that fixes the problem. But if you can't even talk to her about it, what chance do you stand?
Yeah. You know what, Ursula? AI just would have told you you was right, not in the way the chef just did just now. Nick caught that one. Anyway, so I'll take another take on this. If the only thing that's wrong with your wife-to-be is that she's nasty? No. If her body is, that's one thing. Like, if her body's clean, but she doesn't want to clean the bathroom.
Okay, that just went weird. Okay.
What? No.
Okay.
If she doesn't want, like, there's a difference. If she, he didn't say anything about her personal hygiene. He just talked about her not wanting to clean the bathroom, the kitchen, just nasty and all those things. My thing is this. If that's the only thing wrong with her, fam, you just take care of that. You didn't clean the bathroom. You clean the kitchen. Because there's some other things that could be awful, too. A lot of times we get too picky. There's a lot of picky people right now. I got some people in my family that's been picky, and they 70-something, 80 years old, and they was picky. How'd that work out for you?
Any chance you could get?
How'd that work out for you, dear? Do you have some friends in your life? Do you guys have friends in your life that's been picky, and they stay picky, and I don't like this, I don't like that. And they be 50, 60, 70 years old, been single for 50 years, talk about what they don't like. Sometimes you got to compromise. I learned that from you.
So in other words, yes, this is true. But there are some areas where if you are so far apart on it and it bugs the heck out of you and the person you are with doesn't care that it bothers you, that is not just a sign of lack of cleanliness, but it also shows to me, at least, it would be a sign of disrespect. If I said every single day, man, I really wish that, you know, you would do X, Y, Z because I'm trying to keep it clean and my partner just kept dirting it up and making it disgusting and making it uncomfortable for me. It's not just about, you know, this person's not neat. It's they don't respect what I want.
All right, Ursula, this is a gender problem too. This is where gender roles. Because if it was the other way around, how many times do we know of the man being nasty, not cleaning the bathroom, not cleaning the kitchen? As a matter of fact,
gosh darn good point.
That is a good point. And guess what? I would say the same thing.
I'll give a shot.
If my husband was nasty and didn't give a, you know what?
Yeah.
I would still say the same thing.
Yeah. Well, Nick, what do you got, bro?
Double standards there. But there are a lot of issues you can dig into when it comes to relationships in a marriage. But this is just the kiddie pool compared to the rest of the water park. We're not even talking about money or time spent together, even kids. It's all about how much the lady keeps up after herself, calling her this dirty, nasty, crazy girl you describe her as. I think G's onto something. You might be a tad bit shallow and picky in this case, complaining about the cleanliness and what you're wearing. Next thing you know, they're going to be complaining about whatever Chef said earlier in this segment.
You know what? What? You know what I love about Lillian? Is that she has a way of just being like, oh, you're just ridiculous. Like, she'd be like, there was peanut butter on the counter. Oh, oops. You know what I mean? Like, your vitamin drink, it was all over the floor.
Is she telling you that you're nasty?
I'm just saying that's her way.
Yeah.
Because
she's trying to tell you. Could you?
No, I know that. Yeah. What I'm saying is of the two of us, between her, she and I, I'm the nasty one. Now.
But she's not going to describe you to others as nasty.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, yes. So there's a lack of respect there already. Don't get married. Unless you can fix it up.
No, yes!
Yes, marry her.
No, because somebody, honk, honk.
Because somebody's gonna grab this one and be like, wait a minute. So my man didn't want to marry you because you don't clean the bathroom and the kitchen. I'll do it. And she's everything else.
I didn't hear anything about how she's everything else, so I don't know that.
He didn't complain about nothing else. She might be perfect in everything. All right. Good stuff. Agree to disagree next. You know, so.
It's the right time. She's never hard to please. Yeah!